Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So we've been talking about the standard American diet, the Sick Food Chain. And of course, the standard American diet, the acronym is SAD, right? S-A-D. It's very sad, very unhealthy. And we want to provide solutions now, you know, from moving from that very unhealthy diet to a much more healthy diet. And we're going to talk about nutrient-dense foods. What are they? How to cook with them? My guest is Frankie Bauer. She is going to explain what all this means because I know she really does walk the talk. Frankie, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike. And so after my brother's death, I knew there had to be another way for me. Right. And I didn't want to succumb at 42 to death. And so I have been looking at ways to change my lifestyle and to make changes. And, you know, I think that for each individual, it has to be personalized. You cannot just say, I'm going to get rid of this in my food chain and then, well, maybe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You have to make a commitment of what it is that you want, how you want to stay healthy. But for me, I have been on this pilgrimage for many, many years now. And I try to just take some chia seeds, for example, loaded in omega-3s, and hemp seeds, loaded in omega-3s, flax seeds, ground flax, fresh ground flax, and I put them all together with healthy sweeteners and healthy flours. So I'll make a batch of cookies if I have people coming over, or I'll make brownies. And I use no sugar, no refined sugar, and low carbohydrates because I'm using almond flour, cashew flour, coconut flour. I just did a show myself on medium chain triglycerides. I am a huge user of coconut oil. I think coconut oil is absolutely magnificent. Yeah. It's antibacterial. It has so many ways in which it's good for us. Research has been shown it cuts inflammation, can be used for wounds, in dry skin. People use it for teeth pulling. It's an ancient product, and the way that it's being made today, it's so healthy for you.
Yeah,
extra virgin coconut oil. So I incorporate.
Let's back up though. You mentioned some of those different grains that you like, or not really grains. Like you mentioned the almond flour, for instance, right?
Yes.
So how does that compare then? I like almond milk. I don't think I've ever had something with almond flour. How does that compare in texture and taste to, say, the refined white stuff that everybody cooks with?
You know, it's a little different, but it cooks and bakes the same way. So you can make a pancake with it. You can make a cookie with it. And it bakes the same, and it's really delicious. And what's so great about it is that, you know, the nuts are a wonderful source of protein. And they're good for your skin. They are so good because they have healthy fats in them. And they reduce inflammation. So, you know, you have that with chia seeds. They contain omega-3s, as I said, and they strengthen skin cells. So there's that beautifying component to chia seeds.
Well, people like that, right?
that's
always
going
to catch their attention.
Yeah.
Maybe this is where people can start then. Maybe it's as simple as going from, especially if you're a baker, right, going from all of that white processed flour and moving over to the almond flours and sweeten it
absolutely
with natural things, the honeys, the, you know.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, use for my sweeteners, what I try to use are three sweeteners, and I've put together my own concoction of a stevia, coconut sugar, and xylitol. Xylitol helps the body with biofilm. Strive for Five. It's a wonderful fact about xylitol. It's very old. I love the stevia, the plant from the stevia. I love that product. So I use stevia, I use xylitol, and I use coconut sugar. I use the three of them. Depending on what I'm making, so that I try to keep the glycemic index down, because coconut sugar alone is very medium in its on the glycemic index scale. So I try to keep it medium to low. So you won't crave.
You know, what's interesting about all of these foods, when I think about the different nuts that you're talking about and the seeds and the different types of flours that are out there, it's starting to come together for me. Nutrient-dense foods, you know, ounce for ounce, are gonna fill you up more, and they're going to give you a lot more of those important nutrients and healthy fats versus the processed stuff. Is that kind of how we define a nutrient-dense food then? It's not just that it's packed with nutrients. I can eat maybe the same amount, or maybe even less, because it's going to fill me up better.
Not only will it fill you up, it's good for you. It's good for your insides. It's good for your outsides. And it takes away the cravings. So if you are craving carbohydrates, or you are a craver for sugary things, I'm giving people an alternative by what I'm using and the ingredients that I'm putting in. So you're still getting great taste, great flavor, and you're getting a pack full of nutrients as you're eating it. And it's great for the metabolism. And you can burn
fat. Yeah, all of those, the seeds, the nuts. Yeah, the seeds and nuts are going to be good. Those healthy oils are going to sustain your metabolism throughout the day. Which brings me to another question for you, Frankie, is where do you like to snack on? What are some, because this is a big thing now. I know my sisters deal with this a lot. They get that hunger in the afternoon. Some of it has to do with the stress of the job they have. And they want those quick sugary fixes. What are some suggestions for them in terms of healthier snacks that are going to be more nutrient dense?
You know, one of my favorite things is chocolate. And I have to say that there are some beautiful
chocolates. Oh, my sisters
will
like that.
Yeah, there's some great chocolate right now by a couple of different companies out there. If you Google them, you can find them. But they're using stevia sweetened, so there's no refined sugar in the chocolate. So a little piece of that dark chocolate without sugar will really satisfy them.
Yeah, that'll go a long way, won't it? So it's dense.
Yeah.
It has the antioxidants chocolate has. Yet you're not overwhelming yourself with all the sugar, which is of course a big problem for a lot of people with those mid afternoon snacks. What if we could just briefly, and we only have about a minute or so left here, Frankie. What are some, if you could just run through your average day? What are some of the big foods you always try to eat every day?
Every day, I do something called crispy spinach. It's unbelievable, with coconut oil and a layer of baby spinach. And then I sprinkle very fine Parmesan, dry Parmesan cheese. And if you don't want dairy, you can use a non-dairy, and put it in the oven, and it's out of this world. And I try to have that. It's so good for you, and it's absolutely delicious. I call it crispy spinach. But I try to have greens, because I'm not a big green person. I take a lot of supplements to help me with the fact that I'm not a big green person, even though I love some greens. I just don't have time. But I truly use smoothies in the morning. I love my smoothies. I love a good protein shake. I'm not a big breakfast person.
Okay.
So I like that. I tend to have some of my fruits later on in the day and toward the evening. That works better for my system.
Okay.
I use raw food wraps that you can get at different health food stores, and I throw my hummus in them, and I make roll-ups with them, so that there's, you know, again, I'm keeping my carbohydrate down, but I'm getting that.
Well, you're giving us, Frank, you're definitely giving us a lot of suggestions there. What can you give us real quick, a website people can visit you at?
Sure, frankieboyer.com is my website, and you can
very simple. Thank you so much for coming
on,
Frankie. All right, I appreciate it so much. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.